Van het Binnenhof in Den Haag gaat minstens 2 jaar langer duren. Het idee was eerst dat de Eerste en Tweede Kamer eind 2026 terug zouden kunnen naar hun oude plek. Dat wordt op zijn vroegst eind 2028, laat minister Hugo de Jonge weten. Dat komt door een tegenvaller bij de aanleg van de technische ruimte in een kelder. Die moet flink groter worden dan voorzien en dat kost meer tijd. Ook speelt stikstof een rol. Graafwerk kan onverwachts niet met elektrisch materieel, maar alleen met machines op brandstof. En die stoten stikstof uit. De regels rond arbeidscontracten gaan flink veranderen. Nulurencontracten worden verboden. De regels voor tijdelijke contracten en uitzendkrachten worden strenger. En ZZP'ers moeten verplicht verzekerd worden tegen arbeidsongeschiktheid. Dat heeft minister Van Gennep afgesproken met vakbonden en werkgevers. Een aantal radiozenders komt in Belgische handen. Mediahuis neemt Veronica, 100% NL en Slam over. Veronica is nu nog in handen van Talpa. De andere zenders van het bedrijf Radiocorp. De verkoop heeft te maken met de aanstaande veiling van de FM-frequenties. Partijen mogen daarbij niet meer dan 3 FM-zenders in handen hebben. Het Mediahuis is het moederbedrijf van onder meer de Telegraaf. Profvoetballer Ralf Vloed is veroordeeld tot 2,5 jaar cel voor het veroorzaken van een dodelijk ongeluk op de A4 bij Hoofddorp in 2021. Daarbij kwam een jongetje van 4 om het leven. Ook mag Vloed 4 jaar lang niet autorijden. Uit het politieonderzoek bleek dat hij meer dan 200 km per uur had gereden. Na het ongeluk loog Vloed dat een bijrijder achter het stuur zat. Ook zei hij dat ze niet harder reden dan tussen de 130 en 150 kilometer. Vloed voetbalt in Rusland en was niet bij de uitspraak aanwezig. Het weer volop zon, 10 graden. Vanavond en vannacht blijft het helder. Op veel plaatsen gaat het licht vriezen. Morgen begint de dag fris, maar al snel wordt het weer een zonnige dag met opnieuw zo'n 10 graden. Dit was het NOS Journaal.
Het laatste nieuws en lekkere muziek. Rechtstreeks vanaf het eiland is dit
Radio Texel.
Het beste van het eiland. Radio Texel.
Ik ben Bart Peters en ik sta hier op het antwoordapparaat van Peter van Volkhoven.
Tuurlijk.
Peter is op dit moment niet thuis, maar als u uw naam en uw nummer inspreekt na de biep, dan zal hij u terugtelefoneren. Uw boodschap zal hij niet horen, want Peter is doof, maar iemand zal het aan hem wel vertellen. Hij werkt namelijk bij de radio. Biep!
If the verse that you write is from that life that you live, and it's filled with all work and no play, then it's time to change the verse that you live, because you have to find a better way. And have some eyes jumping in this place, show love without hate. It's time to celebrate, dancing makes you feel so free.
Let's all have some fun.
Good time for you to clear your mind. Cancel all your work today. Stop trying to work overtime, 'cause everything will be just fine. You're gonna be okay.
So yeah. Let's have some fun.
Jumping in this place. Fun. Show love without hate.
Fun.
It's time to celebrate.
Fun.
DJ, kick that beat for me.
See how I look.
low key you go. Somebody wake up Uncle Joe.
Work it, work it,
work it, work it, work it, work it. Come on, y'all.
Volledig op zijn kop in de Winkelwagen Show Classics.
Hi everybody, this is Pete Lincoln on the Winkelwagen Show and here's Sailor with Girls, Girls, Girls.
Girls, 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 girls.
Well, yellow, red, black or white, add a little bit of moonlight for this intercontinental romance. Shy girl, sexy girl, they'll like that fancy world. Champagne, a gentle song, and a slow dance.
Who makes it fun to spend your money? Who calls you honey most every day?
Girls, 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 girls.
Well, they made them up in Hollywood for the major the movies.
Most of the photographic splendors
in and out of magazines. Miss World and Beauty Queens
falling in love with the real big
spenders.
But although their world may be frantic, they're still romantic in their own way.
Top of the world is swinging, don't sit twiddle your thumbs. Get up and meet those pretty girls, girls, girls. Step on, the world keeps swinging. Put on the dazzling charm. Get up, find those pretty girls.
Don't rush, keep it nice and gentle and sentimental. Well, that's certainly no moment.
Moonlit oceans, girls full of emotions. Stepping on that snow boat to China. And next door in Japan, they know how to please a man. Dropping in for tea for my geisha.
They've got that old-fashioned feeling. When it comes to pleasing, they know their way. Top of the world is swinging. Don't sit twiddle your thumbs. Get up and meet those pretty girls, girls, girls. Step on, the world keeps swinging. Put on the dazzling charm. Get up, find those pretty girls.
But don't run,
every single step I take, I'll take.
This is Chris Comet from Chris Comet and the Tribe. I'm a producer, composer, keyboard player, arranger. Just finished producing this album called Reaching New Horizon. And the first single is Here Comes the Sun. Hope you will like it. You can find us online at www.chriscomet.com, on Spotify at Chris Comet and the Tribe, SoundCloud, Chris Comet and the Tribes, and you can all find the YouTube channel at Chris Comet Channel with all the videos. The Tribe, a lot of people ask me, what is the Tribe? Well, the Tribe is all the friends and musicians that helped me in playing and singing on this album, namely a singer named Rudiger, Glenn DeLong, guitar players, Camille Rustam, and so on. A lot of talented people. So hope you enjoy it. Cheers, have fun, and stay safe.
Hi, this is Doug DeForest, and you are listening to my friend Peter on the Winkelwagen Show, the Dutch Radio Zoo.
Here comes the sun. Somewhere
Hi, Peter. This is Chris Comet again, and you just heard our song Here Comes the Sun again in the Winkelwagen Show.
Dit is Radio Texel.
We gaan naar St. Louis. Daar hebben we gevonden Al Holiday en de Eastside Rhythm Band. Al, welkom in de show.
Hey, what's happening, y'all?
I'm doing fine. And you?
I'm doing real good.
Real good. Tell me the history of Al. When did you find the music in your life? At what age?
I always had music in my life. My mother and father met working at a music store, and they always had music playing when I was growing up, and then I started playing when I was a kid. And my dad, he tried to teach my mom how to play guitar, so he's a little bit of a, you know, shade tree guitar teacher, and so he taught me a little bit about playing guitar, and then I've been doing this thing ever since.
And you're coming from St. Louis?
Yes, sir.
Tell me, what's the difference in music style if you talk about St. Louis and New Orleans?
That's a good question. So, you know, when you're playing soul and R&B music, you know, R&B aficionados all know their distinct differences between Motown and Stax and Philadelphia and New Orleans. But to me, the tradition of St. Louis R&B is always marked by its intensity. And say, like, the way that Tina Turner sings or the way that Bonnie Bramlett sings. But I think that you can still find that in our music today.
So, your father has a record store. Who influenced your music style?
Oh, who influenced my music style? You know, my folks did listen to a lot of music, but, you know, I listened to all kinds of music, and I grew up listening to folk music and punk rock music and soul and R&B and the blues and country music. And, you know, it's what is I always tell my students. It's like I'm a combination of every person I've ever met. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I listened to your song when you recorded in the studio when I was here and you was there, and I was thought there was a 66 old man singing in the studio because it sounds like that.
Yeah.
And you're a young guy.
Oh man.
How can you explain that? Where's that raw voice coming from?
It comes from a real place, and it is a real thing, and it is my real personality coming through, man. I don't know what else to tell you besides all that, but no, that is definitely one of the best compliments that we get is whenever people say, they've been saying while I'm here, they said, I thought you were an old black person, and that sort of thing, you know, and that is definitely among the top kind of compliments that I can get is in this kind of music, you know, is but
I'm not the first one who made that equality with Otis Redding and some.
I don't think so.
It's unbelievable, man! Unbelievable. I was thinking, what is this? It's crazy. It's like the voice that you turn around the chair and you see. What is that?
Yeah.
Tell me, when did you follow up with your music? When you was a child and you found the music in your life?
I consider myself lucky that, you know, all the musicians that are in this band have a degree in music, and I actually did not get a degree in music, and I think it served me well, personally. I wouldn't have probably thrived in that environment, but I did learn quite a bit when I was in school about music. I took a few classes, and what I did take was really valuable to me, and I learned how to arrange horn parts, and I played in big band and ensemble and combo, and I've been a journeyman in this trade for a long, long time. And
the most self-educated.
Yeah, I learned from a lot of people, but not in like a formal way.
1, 2, 3.
Peter van Vlokhoven.
Well, he seems like a nice guy.
Holiday and the East Side Rhythm Band. The name of this song is Little Woman of Mine. We've been doing this one from a long, long time. It's on our first record, and it's on our most recent full-length record of our own music called 4963. It go like this. 1, 2, 3. My days
start before the day begins, and it's all gone by the time it ends. Ain't nothing in the world is right. I've been howling in the middle of the night, saying, come on tomorrow, let's do it again. 'Cause little woman of mine. I love that little woman of mine with all my life. She love me easy and she love me cool. She said, go on, do what you gonna do. I said, all right, baby, but when my day is through, I said, I'm gonna bring it on to you. Cause I love that little woman to man.
Together with the Eastside Rhythm Band, who did you bring in today?
Yeah, we got Jared Bradley McFarland over here. He plays the drums. Mr. Ryan Torbia plays the trumpet, and Ms. Alexandra Sinclair plays the keyboards and sings.
How important are those people?
They're very important people. We've been all doing this thing together. We've all been working together better part of 3-4 years now. but yeah, dude, they're all really great at what they do. Alexander Sinclair's been singing some lead on this trip, and so we have a really interesting sort of personnel this time. It's the first keyboard, this first tour we've ever done where I have never played any keyboard. If you ask anyone in St. Louis, like, oh, Al Holiday, you know, he's a musician, they're like, oh yeah, he's a keyboard player. I have not played one note of keyboard in any of our gigs this time, but it's a big help to Alexander Sinclair. She plays organ, she plays whirly, she plays piano, and holds it down real nice. And so it's worked out really well this trip.
Okay, why did you decide to come over to Europe?
Ooh, that's a good question. Well, there's there's the food, and no, I'm just like there's a long history of Europeans, especially Dutch people, supporting American music and being really great music lovers, and it's definitely always been something that we've wanted to do to build for our career and for this band. And just about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, I kind of sent a message in a bottle to my friend Jordy, and I'd heard of him and heard he'd been doing some promoting over here, and I'd probably sent a dozen messages over this way, trying to see if we could book something over this here, and never heard anything back. And about 3 months after I sent my message, I got an email back from him. He's like, "Oh, well, this looks pretty cool. Like, what do you guys want to come do this?" And so we said, "Hell yeah!" And then we just started last year with our first tour.
Step on the plane and go.
Yep.
Fly through Europe, and
yep.
Then here you are.
Yep.
Okay, tell me, when you play a gig in Europe, it's completely different.
Absolutely.
If you play a gig in America.
Yeah, and you know, we come from a tradition of a working band, and we've, you know, this band has definitely been, has worked its way out of playing in bars, you know, for the most part, and playing in those sort of situations. But we come from a street called South Broadway, where it's kind of like a Beale Street or a Frenchman Street, but there's live music 7 nights a week, and we've come down and really been seasoned by working in clubs late at night like that. And you know, some I always have been known to say that, like, I don't feel comfortable if somebody's not gonna spill a beer on my head while I'm playing. And I haven't come across that here just yet. Maybe I guess maybe last Thursday, Wednesday, you know, I think that might have happened. But what do you guys think is the difference between some of these audiences?
Yeah, I would agree that it's definitely like the attentiveness of the audience. I know there's been a couple of times where we finish a song and it's almost uncomfortable, the silence after the song, and people are still just sort of digesting. In the States, you're barely done with the tune and they're clapping and telling you to play the next one. So that's been a really, really cool experience.
Mm-hmm. Alexandra, what do you think if you look to the European audience?
I've been so enthralled and excited with the positivity from each audience, and I already feel like I'm home and we're amongst family. People when they come and check us out, they've already checked us out beforehand, and I think that's just such a wonderful thing, and everyone's been very positive.
Okay, let's talk about your music. Bring out 3 albums. Your last album, 9463. Tell me something about that. Where's the name coming from?
Oh, 4963 comes from our street address, my man. That's where we live. That's where me and my wife live, anyways. That's like the world headquarters of Al Howdy and the East Side Rhythm Band.
You can say we live there.
Yeah. That's true. That is true. And actually, it's kind of hit a nerve, but we're going to be moving, but it's not going to be our world headquarters for long. So if you're trying to come find me, my wife will be happy. She said, "Why you put our damn address on that record? People are going to be come looking for us." We recorded this album about I guess it's been almost 2 years now. I kind of had the tape machine of destiny come into my life, and it's a 1-inch 16-track machine, and we're able to seize the means of production of making music and make our own records. And so we've been doing that and been really busy doing that in the last couple of years. And so that was the first record we cut on the tape machine, and we set it up in my basement, and we had the whole rhythm section in one section of the basement. We set up a bunch of doors that I had laying around the house as the isolation booth for the horn section, and then we cut a hole in my floor and ran some XLRs up to my piano, and I cut that. That was my little isolation booth up there. So we cut the whole record pretty much live to tape, and then, you know, of course, we did backdoor a few things, but it has a very lively feel. It's alive in there, y'all, so I didn't say check it
out. Okay.
All right, y'all. We're Al Howdy and the East Side Rhythm Band, and we're going to play a song for you called Lady on the Street off a record we released called 4963. Some songs, they might take you a couple of days to write. Some songs, they might take you 6 months to write. Sometimes they take longer, but this song was, I actually wrote this song about 15 minutes. It was kind of crazy how it happens. There's only a few times you get to do that. You know, sometimes with people a little bit like Stevie Wonder, that's like an everyday occurrence for him. But, you know, this one was really kind of crazy how it came to us. So we put it together with the band, and it took a little bit longer than that to get the whole thing together, but mm-hmm.
the street, lay it right down on me. A lady on the street, lay it right down on me. Lay it down so easy, mama, a blind man could see. Once I was lonely and off on my own. Once I was lonely and off on my own. Once I was lonely and far from my home. But I've never been so cold, I froze to my
Side Rhythm Band. The next song we're going to play for you is a song that's very close to our hearts as well. There's a project that we just released this year. It's called the All St. Louis Review Volume 1, and it's our band backing up our favorite singer-songwriters from the city of St. Louis. Some of y'all maybe never have heard of the city of St. Louis before, but it's the same city that gave the world Chuck Berry, Miles Davis, Albert King, Donny Hathaway, Ike and Tina Turner. We have a rich musical heritage in our home on the Mississippi River, and we'd like to share that with all y'all right now. We actually are going to be featuring November 14th at the Milk Fag. We're going to be doing some more music from the All St. Louis Review. We have Big Mike Aguirre and Neil C. Luke are going to be flying over from St. Louis, and we'll be backing them up as well. Some of you may have heard of before the story of how Stax Records came over, and it was Booker T and the MGs backing up Sam and Dave, Otis Redding, and all these people. You know, it's kind of our little version of that, of our St. Louis community. So we're going to lay this one on you right now. Again, this one is close to our hearts, especially because it was written by a person named Nathan Jacko, and Nathan passed away about a year and a half ago. So I had the honor of singing this one on the All St. Louis record, and it's not available on streaming, but you can come pick up a physical copy of it at the show. Go like this.
not what you say. It's not what you thought you said. It's just the way you play silly games with my head. The answer is no. Bittersweet home, Chicago. I gave you a sign. I wrote you a simple note, but I had too much wine. And I forgot what I wrote, but you've lost your glow. Bittersweet home, Chicago.
Christmas.
Yes, we've decided this was going to be the year. We decided we're going to put out a full-length Christmas record, y'all. It has a lot of good tracks. It has Robert Earl Keane, it has Albert King. It's interesting to get into the canon of Christmas music because it's like its own universe, like the Star Wars universe or the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and you have a lot of really great ideas you can draw from. And we had no shortage of those whenever we were making this record. And we also included our original tune on there that you'll probably hear on this show. It's called Christmas in America.
Okay. But for yourself, what are you doing at Christmas? What are you doing personally at Christmas? Sitting home?
Man, I'm going to see my grandma.
Yes.
I'm going to see my family. But that's a, you know, it's a family thing. Me and my wife, we both have a lot of family in town. And I always think it's interesting, people that, like, don't do a damn thing on Christmas Day. I know, Jared, that's what you said you get to do. But we're going to be busy on Christmas Day. That's what you're
asking. Okay. And you play a Christmas song in the studio, and there's a story with
yes,
the Christmas song. Can you explain that for me?
Yes, sir. It's heavy what's going on in America today. And last year at Christmas, I just said, like, damn it, I don't really feel like celebrating Christmas right now. How are you going to be getting in this Christmas spirit with what's going on in our country right now? And I just said that it sure don't feel like Christmas in America this year. And I think that this is a hopeful song. This is a song we're looking towards the future. And we're very hopeful about this next year.
So we hope we get to sing a little bit of a different tune next year.
I will put it on social media for you, for you as bands, to promote yourself.
Oh, it is important. It's nice to be able to reach people directly, and I think it's definitely way important. It cuts out a lot of barriers between you building a website. You have to code it. You have to do all these things, you know. But you can instantly reach a lot of people with it. It's neat. It also, you know, it's something that is always changing, and it's something that is always tricky to get a grasp on, to figure out the way algorithms work, the way that content works. But I think it's always important to be creating content and to be putting music out there, and to make it genuine and making it real.
The temperature daalt. Maar de muziek houdt je warm. De Winkelwagen Show.
The city hung the Christmas lights the day after Halloween. Now the snow is piling up and old Santa Claus is gonna make the scene. So please don't tell my mama, but as Christmas Eve gets near, I said it sure don't feel like Christmas in America this year. Now Christmas is for the children, they're all just children on this earth. Did Jesus show you how to love? Did he tell you all that's worth? 'Cause that don't sound at all like what they worshiping around here. And I said, it sure don't feel like Christmas in America this year. Maybe I'll be in for a real shutdown come summer Christmas Day, the day when we will all be free and evil will be here. And I'll sing, it sure does feel like Christmas in America this year. I said it sure does feel like Christmas. I said it sure does feel like Christmas. It sure does feel like Christmas in America this year.
Tessels nieuws en heerlijke muziek.
Dit is Radio Texel.
Hi, I'm Doug DeForest. Stay tuned for a real classic hit from the 70s. One of my favorites.
Remember when you were young? You shone like the sun.
Laatste nieuws en lekkere muziek. Rechtstreeks vanaf het eiland is dit Radio
Texel. Hey, een boodschap uit uw speakers. Radio Texel. Ideaal en direct gericht op uw doelgroep. En helemaal niet duur. Waar wacht u nog op? Alle info via reclame@radiotessel.nl.
Trots op Texel. Radio Texel. Het nieuws van 3 uur.
Jan van der Putten met het NOS Journaal.